was like, why is it going?
Hold on, it's in the Shin Chaf Aleph. Sif Yud Ches. Okay, there's a item called Chilsis. I don't know what it's called in English. I think the article translates it Chilsis. So the article's very good at doing that. It's sharp. It's a sharp flavor. So in Sharon is a Chilsis. You can't soak it, not in lukewarm water, not in cold water. Because they would soak it and make a drink out of it for refuel purposes. You could put it into vinegar and then use it over there as a dip. If it's ready with soaking from yesterday, from before Shabbos. Okay. Mutter lishroisai b'Shabbos. And Mr. Burr changes the gears to lishroisai b'Shabbos. Now, so the chara, why are you allowed to drink it? The chara, it's for refuah. You can't do refuah on Shabbos. So the answer is, we'll see when we get to the Simeshen Chavches. It wasn't unheard of a person who was healthy drinking it also. If a person drank already 2 days, so for the refuah to be effective, you need to have 3 days in a row. So now you've started the refuah, to stop in the middle is not safe. Therefore, they did not ask the refuah in that situation. So the problem with soaking it was only a refuah problem. So because you're making the medicine. But if you're allowed to drink the medicine because of the importance of the danger, the sakana, even it wasn't a sakana of the nefesh, it was a sakana of getting sick. So that's more. Ayin Aleph. The person has a heavy area, a heavy heart, whatever that means. So he would drink this thing and make him feel better. So maybe it's a heartburn or something like that. It says it means you're allowed to drink it. So even though you're doing it for a fool purpose, since there are people which are healthy which eat it, it's not nicker, he's doing it for a fool purpose. If nobody healthy would drink this, and the only people who are sick drink it, then already so it's also because it's nicker. You're allowed to go soak it because you need to drink it 6 3 days, one after the other. And you drink it, but they would need it to be warm, so put it in the sun. Be like a kama.
There's no sun.
If you look more of Shari, nay, as a gun, I guess it was the kind of washes there. It's interesting. Okay.
What's that?
Pasha, they have to be here with it. You would not need Sukkot and Pashas to make sure they had to. Putting the fire, putting water on the fire, it's going to be a issue of Sukkot and Mamish. Sif Yud Tes. Shum Uboiser Umalilois. Shum is garlic. Boiser is unripe grapes. Melilas we had before was your kernels of different types of grains. Shariska Mir Shabbos. You started the process of literally pulling them apart, which means the process of grinding them down. So, in the process of squeeze them and get out the liquid, etc. It was called dicha. It was called. So there are three stages. The first stage is called risuk, which is some level of pressing it. Then there was the next case was called dicha. The third case was called. Third level was called shkika. So if you did risuk from before Shabbos, im chusar and dicha. Also, ligmar dicha on Shabbos. If you haven't done dicha yet, you can't do dicha on Shabbos. You may have a chazaron el shchika, but to ligmar on Shabbos, because by the time you've done the process of risuk and dicha, these levels are pressing. Whatever's coming out is coming out. The shchika is just there to make it go a little quicker, but it's not really changing anything in regards to what liquid is coming out. The fikok, therefore, since we just told you shkikas, but the ligmar shkikas harifus beitz porer bekader b'shabbos achas shabrid lo saw me'al ha'esh. Harifus is a type of a porridge. So a porridge is a kernels, whatever it is. What is it, farina? What is it? It's a crushed wheat, right? It's an oatmeal. So reef was also, but it wasn't. Sometimes the kernels didn't fully. When you cook them, they mass together, but the kernels aren't fully broken down. So I want to finish the process of, you know, grinding them down with a spoon. Eight spores like a spoon. A wooden spoon in the pot, which you took off of the fire on Shabbos. So the process to get it to that point, where you're talking about shkika sarifus, it's not considered that you're doing any real act of dosha. Okay, so that is. Really, one. It's really the most thought is a really new thought. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. I involve Shariska. The Shlosh of the Dvarim Yesh for Dvarim and Nidoichim Lahitzish Man Shamlon. The three stages: you're pressing to get out liquid, oil, literally. Risuk Medicho Shkika Shkika Hiyosu Medicho Tachkam Radim Nidoichu Heitim Vayoyim Benim Chuzel Shkika.
Can we give those definitions again? Risuk, dicha, and shkika.
English translation. Not sure exactly what the English translation is. It's different layer. It's different. The first, you would basically, you know, there'd be a coarse pressing, then there's a better pressing, and the final pressing, which you press it the best, is shkika. But by the time you get to shkika, you press it already twice. All the liquid is basically coming out. It's been detached and it's flowing out. Shkika just hastens the process.
So, is this talking about like when it goes through like an olive or an olive press, that you go through three times and the three times it goes through are all something different, or it's like a?
No, it seems to me that actually the processes were different processes.
Shkika, I thought was like a grinding.
They're all grinding over here, but the goal over here was to grind it down. So saying that the act of being dochit is equivalent of grinding it, is equivalent of getting everything out. Moore talks about in the first paragraph regards to getting out liquids. The way you would get out, the way you would get out, let's say olive oil, right? You grind, you press it, you grind it out, like it forces the liquid out. Even though you're allowed to grind it, if you said you're allowed to push it down with this wooden spoon, you shouldn't stir it up. Like I said yesterday, whisking it up at Koyach, that's already going to be also. And that's Pasha's also a little bit of all type of an extra tier film. Okay. A refus maisa daiso, it's a type of cooked cereal. But Tom, keep it shakar dochu ois some bimaducha. First of all, you pulverize them. A maducha is a mortar. No, maducha is the pestle. The maduch is the mortar. It's a mortar. So you pulverize it in the mortar and pestle. These bashos, and then you cooked it. So it's just left over. It just needs a little bit of extra, like grinding it down to make it totally fall apart. So it's not considered you're doing anything by. It's basically that little extra is not considered significant. Arashem region, so but you can't do it on the fire. But you're stirring it around. That goes into the dimmer four, which we had at the end of Simchat Yuches. End up Simchat Yuches. Yuches Makshav Neshom. That even so much as Mavusha called Sarcha, stirring it while it's Aleish, we said not to do that. Immersion is a chuber. Immersion says something like, I can get this through cooking. If I cook a fruit with a liquid and it becomes very liquidy, it becomes very soft. So if I go now on Shabbos and I it's already soft and falling apart and I sort of mush it down with a spoon or something like that, it's not going to be awesome because basically it's been accomplished through the cooking process. So
it's like mushing a baked apple or something?
Right, depending how soft it became. If it became really soft, you would do that.
Last time we talked, last time I was here, I guess, we were talking about baked apples, the dafka, and that if it was oozing juice or something like that, that would be hard. You couldn't squeeze that.
You couldn't squeeze to get the juice out. Right now we're dealing with, is it considered an act of, like, the act of doing your... One of the malachas is teichin. Teichin is grinding something down. So maybe this is it, like teichin to pulverize it down. That answer is really, it's basically pulverized.
You're saying when it's cooked, it's just still in there full form because it hasn't been touched yet. But once you touch it, it's going to fall apart anyway.
It falls apart.
Does that mean that a mushy banana, like a banana that's already a little bit past its prime, is going to definitely be mutter? How does Rebbe hold about bananas anyway?
Marshall holds bananas are a problem with it. He says because there was nothing done to them yet. So mushing down the banana will be a problem.
Bananas are cooked.
Bananas are cooked?
Our bananas in the store are cooked.
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
When bananas come off the tree, they're black. Our bananas are all cooked. They're heated up to it's not like a foot. They're heated up to, I want to say, like 160 degrees for 3 minutes. Something like that.
I understand, but that doesn't. I don't know whether that causes the process of them mushing down.
I don't know.
I don't think that.
No, it helps them, like. I don't know. It might just be for color. I don't know why they do it.
Wait, bananas are not supposed to be yellow?
But Marcia's point is if you cook it in water, so the water gets absorbed and it starts pulling it apart. So the process of pulling reaches like ripping the thing apart. So you started the reason was done with the cooking with the water, right? You know, so you know you bake an apple. I don't think you would get the same thing because there's no water there. In this case, it was like a cooked fruit, something of that sort, where it's starting to fall apart because of the liquid. So I've done my tchina from before Shabbos. Ayyeh bishul. But the banana, even very mushy, there's still teichin in Russia. So you need to do it for a kid. So you know the eitzes you do with a shina with the back of the fork.
So you're saying here specifically with shum, though. So what was the case of shum?
The case of shum was that you actually pulverized it, in the Gemara time there were three stages in the pulverizing process. There was risuk, then there was dicha, then there was shkita. So Risa was like pulling it apart. Ditha was like banging it with the mortar and pestle, and then the Rishkika was like grinding it down. So he says you get to after the first two stages, the third one is mutter because you're not really adding too much. You're basically done. So what Marsha was adding is that you can approximate the same type of idea. Then it said over here the same. Then the Machaber said, if I take refus, which is a type of like a grain, which is cut into pieces, and I cook it, then so the cooking, I cut it. The cooking also softens it. Now I want to mush it down. So
that's already.
It's basically done. It's equivalent to that.
So therefore, you would be able to do. But would you have to do it with a shinui, or is it
no?
No,
that's mutter. So Rashi came along and said, "Well, I think you can approximate the same thing with cooking cooked food in a liquid."
But dafka with liquid, like
I think it's a liquid. Yeah.
There's no issue with like smearing things, though. Like let's say smearing things would be a problem, but that's a separate problem.
There's no mamacha for it. That's the next we'll get to. That.
Oh. So like cooked garlic. Let's say I want to smear cooked garlic. Also not a problem, right? Okay.
But like, let's say, because I know what we do a lot is we cook like, we take like whole cloves, we chop them up, we put them in oil, with salt, and we cook it before Shabbos, and then we leave it in the pot, it's hot oil, whatever it is, and it's off the fire, but we leave it in the pot until we're ready to serve it, for whatever, but sometimes it's still soft a little bit. I'm sure you could mush it into, maybe not a paste, but you could mush it into something. Would that be...
Possibly. I don't know the sheer mushy sheer how cooked is called cooked and how mushy is called mushy. The point was, you make like a kaput. I mean your different fruit in there is falling apart.
But that already we're saying it would be mutter if you're already at that stage.
Right.
Okay.
Is that the number one? Smoothing out a food. It does not go into the Isser Mamachik. Since it's not considered a real Maisa because you can eat it without it. Now, so
Lahachlik is the same word as Mamachik?
Lahachlik means to smooth out. So theoretically, if I want to take so if I'm taking my thing, I'm smoothing it out. I'm smearing it around. Okay. Now, what the law seems to say in the case you cannot eat it otherwise. So then it is accomplishing something, so that will be a problem of mimachik. Then he says, so we'll see in the Shabura where this halacha is limited to, where it applies to, where it's limited to. No, there's no problem with taking apple butter and smearing it out onto your bread. You know, so this Michael of Tapuchim, exactly what it is, needs a little hesper. Okay, Zot the Ramah, Oser Likleif Shuman Ubitzolim Kishikarlef Lahaniyah, taking off the peel of garlic or onions to use it later on. Lahaniach means to leave it for later on. It's awesome. Avalechol alter shari. We're using it for doing it for immediate usage. Is mutter.
And it's not a problem. I mean, obviously that wouldn't be a problem with butter or something like that.
So the heter is it's a barrier, but the heter is it because it's immediate use. It's bad from the good.
Right. Still take it serve. You don't have
to. So let's see, Mr. Burr. To cut and pay. Shumamachi. Behind the shive of a zef is wax or tar in the pitch, really. It's things which should be smoothed out, spread out. A person spreads them out, smooth over the cover, the upper layer. That goes under the malacha of mamachik. Over here it doesn't, because you can eat it anyway. But like I said, okay, lav mini kovid, if you're not really doing anything. Means that apparently if you cannot eat it otherwise, which you are accomplishing something, also the yeshiva ba'oklam in rabbanu k'moshu chosu b'sefei, just like we had before, that there was that preserving cucumbers, that ibud would apply in that situation. The malach of ibud applies. So the same way, ibud really, the basic concept of ibud shouldn't apply to food. Only applies to rabbanu, but it does apply. Remember, ibud and mamachek were both in the leather preparing process. You're ma'abed the ore, and then you smooth out the ore. So you're saying the same way Chazal put in the ibud process, Chazal made an ibud rabbanu on food. Chazal also made a mamachek mirabbanan on food. But only if it's accomplishing something.
I think it's like the mamachek by the oros, that's always removing the hair, correct?
But the goal is to have something smooth.
But it's to smooth it, is right. To have it smooth. So even though it's not the same mice, so the end outcome is what we're looking at.
We actually feel like it's suda also. That's also even
the case. So what's the case over here then? We're saying that it's also
in a case where you could not eat it otherwise.
I mean, it would not be edible unless
you smooth it.
Right. So like certain squashes or something like that. Let's say you wouldn't necessarily just eat a whole squash or something like that. You have to smooth it out or make it into something else. Or I mean, practically, I don't foresee a case where I would cook something necessarily that wouldn't be edible the way it is. It has to be put into a different form, and therefore it would be usher and shabbos. I mean, I don't know. I don't really eat so many strange foods or strange things, but I don't know what the
The problem here is I'm not sure exactly the case. That there's a case where you couldn't eat it otherwise, it says. Without doing the process smoothly, you couldn't eat it otherwise, so then you're accomplishing something. What's an example of that?
Okay.
You have to ask the higher authorities.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. So then he says, but Machmer but Michael shall tapukim kedayim shadarach bekach is tavul of bracha. So which is normal to do that to spread it out. You should be if you're Machmer, that's good. You have already cooked apples and they're soft and you want to spread it out on the bread, or you want to take goose fat or butter and smear them on bread. That's not called mamash, that's definitely not. The Bir Lochi says because your goal over there isn't mimachek. The goal over there is to get the item, the butter, whatever it is, spread out over the whole area. So your goal isn't that it should be smooth. Your goal is I want butter there. The only way I get butter there is by moving some of the butter there with my knife.
And if someone's OCD and really they want it smooth, would it be awesome for that person?
So I think it might be, again, it's only, that would go into the macro table of rough.
Okay.
And the goal isn't, my goal is there is a
butter on your bread.
This kid's Shapanar says the marshal. So person chopped liver, right? So they take a scoop and put it down, no problem. They go and they make it nice and smooth. You should be shemach not to do that.
Okay.
Make it look nice, it's patted down, smooth, looks, fancy, etc. That's going to this marshal table of bracha. That's like Mimareach, the case of the tapu.
Okay. So you think that wouldn't be us over there because that's part of the
You want it to look like it's nice, whatever, for your guests or whatever it is.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
That's what he said. That's what you should mock when not to do.
Oh, fine.
Or just, if I want to take some chopped liver and spread it out on a piece of bread, you should get it all over the bread. So that's my goal, is to have liver there, which I get by smoothing out the liver. That's not a problem. I'm not mocking on the appearance. But he says that my goal is to make it look nice, and it's a, you know,
that's awesome. Okay.
That's awesome. He says awesome. The Shabrota says a matra tola brook. I think if I call correctly, he says not to do it. Okay. Leek life. So what's the problem? The problem is borer.
Shum borer.
So the, appealing is a problem. Borer. Shem shabarer makhila and leel kishabar oichum in upsellus. Who some lasuda kena dim is that? Too good from the bad. Some lasuda is mutter. So here also it's mutter. So two things you have to add over here. That number one, that we said that we made this major rule that you only discuss borer when there's a terubis. Right? If there's no terubis, you can't discuss borer. So that you know, the answer is the peel, because it's attached to the fruits. Even though it's not a mixture in the, let's say, the classic sense, so you picture the word here, the word mixture, but the maisa, it's considered attached, it's considered that it's become, there's a terubis thing. Okay. Number one, the problem is why are you allowed to take this thing off? It's bad from good. Okay. So in the Berlach Halik Life, third line in, or the second line in, if you have the same source of daf,
I'm sorry, where were we at?
If you look at the Berlach, the second wide line, Kariyeshla Dakte. You have it?
Yeshla Dakte?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even the color of Bechal Berer, once you tell me that feeling is called Berer, this is a feeling that will alter. It's what's to help me use it, you need use. It's called Misha Kerlo, Tapuka, Meshulam, Besolam, Lertzal, Absolam, Smeriach, Oichel. You're taking the bad from the good. Kerni Sparta, Leel, Besolam, Meshulam, Tess, Besolam, 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 Manira, Zatim Shavura, Kim the Yafshar Binyan Acher, Bederek Achilosa Bikav, Lo Mikri Psalis Mitekoicho, Shena El Lechol Hatoich, Hoshal Alter Shari, Abelaniach, also the Lord of Mitekoicho Mitekoicho, Mamar Mordechai. Okay, so he says, remember, the Yisoid was Derech Achila is not Barer, and Derech Oitzer is Barer. That was the Yisoid. So in the vast majority of things, we say, what's Derech Achila? You take out of a pile of bad things, you take what you want and stick it in your mouth. So Derech Achila is called Derech Achila. Derech Achila is called, you're trying to fix the thing up, you're not trying to eat it. Right? If you're eating, you take what you want, stick it in your mouth. That was how your mouths were there. So it comes when you get to, when it comes to the peels, even though theoretically I could cut the thing open and eat it out from the peel, I could cut my apple in half and then scoop out the apple out of the peel, but that's not how you eat an apple. The derech achil of the apple is to take off the peel, or leave the peel on. I mean, taking off the peel of a banana, I could cut the banana open and scoop the banana out of the peel, but that's not how you eat a banana. You take the peel off and you eat it. So over here, the fact that, that you're taking the peel off doesn't take away the shame there hachila from
it. What if it's not by apples? What if apple? Apples said that's not today people don't.
So if you don't remove a bechal, it could be doesn't themselves bechal. It's not there. Take it off. So eating better. It comes to me. It comes to me an echo.
It comes what?
Like one min. Like this, remember we had before. It's not Shach Berger. It's all the same item. It's not Shach Berger. So as much as you say the apples, we don't remove the peel nowadays. Or as much as a person decides that he wants to peel grapes. Right? No, most people eat grapes with the peel on it. So it's not called burger.
That's interesting. But, I mean, we still say, though, in different, if it's the same type of min, but like one's a little bit better cooked or one's overcooked, and you separate those, and that's pasolas, though. I mean, it still seems to me that the skin.
Only we got to the point where it wasn't usable.
Okay. But you're showing it's something that you're not going to eat. And we still... That's what it sounds like. Because it's all one? It's all the same food?
No, stop. The head to be here is not because one food. The head to be here is because it's their chachil.
Right.
I just said, by apples. If most people eat apples, that's called one min. So you can't give it to me. Most people eat apples with peels nowadays. People eat grapes with peels. So I'm cutting my if I take a grape and I cut it in half and I say, I want to leave half now and half later. Okay.
When you're eating chicken, right, on the bone, and you get to like a piece or whatever it is that you want, don't you have to pull the chicken away from the bone and not the bone away from the chicken?
Because the bone and chicken are definitely two different things. Bone is not.
Then
the bone is not edible. But the peel over here is edible.
No. Why? Taking the chicken from the bone, however you take it, however you take it, it's derech achil either way. Same sara.
Most people take most people take the food from the bone,
right?
So that's called derech. That's the derech achil.
You have to hold the chicken and then pull the bone away from the chicken. You have to hold the bone and pull the chicken away from the bone. No, or no, that doesn't make any sense.
Fork and knife. You're cutting chicken. I can cut my chicken away from the bone. I guess it's taking the chicken. I can take a fork and I can take the bone away. I can take the bone away.
I understand that, but the mice of the normal derech is to pull the food off of the bone.
Okay, fine. And
so that's called derech achila.
But just even moving that bone away wouldn't be better, would it?
You were still attached to the chicken and you didn't want the bone.
It was, but it's a really bone. It's a soft chicken. It's really soft. You know, it's a time-gabai chicken. You can just move it. You can just move the bone away. It should be fine. That's also derech.
That's borer.
Why is that borer?
No, okay. But the clip of the whole derech achila is you take this. That's how you eat it. I can't. My chicken, you know, once there's a normal way of eating it, is to take the oichel. You don't have an option of taking the psarlas.
So why can you? But skin is different. So of course you could take skin.
Skin is the head of skin is because skin is edible.
But
it's one min. Now, economy. If a person, they say, some person would say that a person for health reasons is mocked, but that he will not eat skin.
So he can't remove the skin.
Then he's got a problem for him. He can't use it. He can't peel off the skin.
What about getting to the? You still have to get to the chicken, though. So how are you supposed to get to the chicken if you don't
eat it? Cut through the skin.
Take the chicken, and then after you cut it off, then you're just going to take it from the skin from there, I guess.
But, you know, a person who could, for most people, the skin is edible. So it's one min. So you take the skin off. Even for those who don't eat it, if the mice of the skin's on top, you might have this head over here of klipa. If you want to use it for immediate use.
So, according to this, or according in general, you can peel an apple on chives?
With a knife.
With a knife? Yeah. Okay. I didn't know that.
Meaning, you wouldn't be able to use a peeler.
But really, if for health reasons...
That would go into the dinner, that's like a clean.
Because that's a dinner for a clean burger.
But let's say I couldn't... I don't digest the klipa well. I mean, my body doesn't digest apple, and I had to remove the apple shell because I can't eat it. Would that be an Isra on Shabbos? Because I specifically...
No, because that's... We're mixing up two different things. There's two different heterim over here. There's one heter is derech achila is mutter.
Okay.
So I'm allowed to take the banana peel off the banana, even nobody eats banana peels.
Right.
Right? So it's not one min.
I understand.
But the derech achila is to peel the banana. Right? Eggshells. I'm allowed to take the shell. I'm allowed to take the shell off of the egg because most people don't cut it through and scoop out the egg. You take the shell off of the egg, and that's how you eat eggs. That's how you eat eggs.
I understand.
Right. That's one half.
Fine.
That's barer, but it's mutter l'alter. It's not there. It's bad from good. It's derech achila, and therefore it's mutter.
Okay.
Second half. If I have a type of a peel which batsim is edible,
yeah.
So it's not bow rare.
Okay.
So even not doing it for immediate use, it's going to be mutter.
Okay.
So if I want to sit there and peel my grapes and have bald grapes, you know, for later on today,
that's fine.
And I want to then stick them into the freezer and make, you know, ice grapes out of that, you know,
right.
Just to hate, you know.
Make that a project. Okay.
You know, give some active kids something to do. Like,
yeah, right.
Okay.
Okay.
Shulman of the solim, so the gate games happened, which the macabre gave, it was garlic and onions. What in Tabuk, what do you understand?
I don't know, the chicken, I'm not.
The bone. Let's take his bone.
You're on the bone thing or on the skin thing?
I'm trying to, I don't know.
Wait, Rebbe.
He likes to take the bone off his chicken.
Why does the halacha group shumim b'tzalim together? Because b'chora, you can say there's an affinity between b'tzalim and shum. Shum, there's nothing there separating the rest of the fruit from the shell, meaning once you take off the skin, you have the fruit. By betzolim, b'chara, you can still remove the good with the bad. You can still remove a layer of the onion with the betzolim.
You don't have to.
You're right, you don't have to, but you can. The ability to do that is there with the betzol, which is not there with the shum.
Yeah, but it doesn't make a difference, because the hat over here isn't because the hat over here is because it's there chachila. That's how you...
Wouldn't it not be a problem it wouldn't be a problem with butter if you're taking good from the good, because if you're taking the shell,
if you want to do that, okay, fine, you have a belief to.
Ruby, you couldn't make apple slices on Shabbos, right? Like, let's say you peeled the apple with a knife, and now I want to take the knife and I want to cut out the core.
Cut out the core?
Yeah, I want to stick the knife in and cut around the core. Not like with the core, you know, they have this coring. Not using one of those. Using a knife, I'll stick a very sharp knife in, very thin, very sharp knife in, and cut around and take the core out.
That would be removing the good from the
bad. That would be a problem.
That's fair, right? What if I have an apple? Can I just pluck it? I don't like eating apples with stems on them. Can I pluck the stem off?
The Rosh Hashanah Zalman actually holds in the Shir Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah Zalman actually talks about a case. And he says Hilt has not called Barra. There's no terrible mystery between the two items.
Is the stem part of an apple?
Not really. It holds it on the tree.
You don't eat the core anyway.
When it falls off the tree, does it come with the stem or not? Sometimes you find apples with stems, sometimes you don't find them with stems. No.
There was a stem there.
No. Rosh Hashanah Zalman's hatter, it's not a taruvus. It's very two distinct items. So two distinct items, it's not a taruvus, there's no burr involved.
Okay.
I rim.
What? Two distinct items.
I.
That's Mishmish of Mishnech Mishnech Buru. Avodin Tapuchim, so the Salach applies, peeling applies to apples, Begoizim, Ushkeinim, Bekiyatibizen, you have different types of nuts, nuts and almonds. In Pesach, Floyman. You open up your plums.
What are these plums?
Floyman?
Yeah.
Plums.
Shiziki.
Floyman is prunes, but you know, but mice, prunes come from plums. Floyman. Vizarik hagarinim, you take out the pits, hakoshim, which are hard. But niach lachazman, havi bur. So that's considered bur. We do lachazman, but tabuchim ke gavna yesh lomer gam ken the osir, and by apples also I consider that also. Avam yad the pair, surely then ref shaflos and suda short. So now, Mishra Rabbi here says that, remember the heter is derech achila. So, even if I tell you, here is your watermelon pit. So, yeah. Right. The normal way you eat a watermelon, you know, some people you can put it in your mouth and spit out the seeds. It's also normal. I want to eat my watermelon. I want to bite into a seed, so I take the seed out. So over here, even though it's bad from good, there's an argument that's called derech achila.
To remove the seed.
To remove the seed. So that was only a heter which they said, b'shas achila mamash. Right now, mamash, the ma'is achila, to do that, that was...
We could do that to prepare for the meal.
Right.
Like that.
So as he says, when it's mamash, miyad the pe'a, sure. It's mamash in my hand, I'm sticking it in my mouth to pull out the pit so I can stick the whole thing in my mouth and not have to deal with the pit. Right? So that's he holds that's mutter, and maybe even though it's a suda also that's considered mutter. So that's the.
Where's the stretch? Where's he saying? And even it's possible to say that for the suda it's sure.
Well, if I call it derech achila, so maybe I could argue that goes into derech achila. Then there's a heter b'tzarech suda. There's a heter derech achila. So that's the din over here.
Would that stretch even to, like, let's say I'm preparing watermelon for derech achila legabe?
Halacha lemaisa, when it comes to watermelon, I mean, pashas according to Mishnah Berurah, watermelon should have that same heter. You should know. It's interesting that Mishnah Berurah goes with this because it's pinyanim. It's mechos yishayna. So, in this machlokes rishonim, the rishonim would say that even though you have to have it, even once it's in the mouth, in other words, if I have fish in my mouth, I can pull the bones out, but I can't pull the bones out beforehand and then stick in my mouth. That'd be burnt. So the strongest replacement are matter. So that they hold if you have your mamash, you have it on your plate, you're ready to eat it, you can take the bones out by fish, you can take the seeds out by watermelon, they're not all those things. And the minhag normally of the Ashkenazi Pesachim is the Mechoshesh L'chumra. So this Mishnah Berurah is you know interesting what you do with this Mishnah Berurah.
So
Rosh Hashanah is that in a case where you can wait, you should wait. So he says, but in a case where you can't, or says I'm giving something to a kid, and I can't put it in his mouth and pull out the bones afterwards because it's not safe. So there you can be sent with a kula and say that you're allowed to pull out beforehand. In case where there's no need to, you should be makor and wait to put it in your mouth and take it out once it's in your pet.
I don't understand the you know, like the Baba Mai said that we make it from the fish because we don't want to worry about fire issues with the fish, pulling bones out of fish. Have you ever heard this?
That's why there's a minute to have killed the fish, right?
Yeah, we've heard this before.
Yeah.
I don't understand. At the end of the day, why? Like, in Sam.
That's why the Sephardim don't have killed the fish. It's an Ashkenazi minig. Now you have to restate the minig is Lishitosa.
Is that what your point is?
No, my point is I don't understand why it's not more to take the bones out of fish. Lamaisa, like, you can just like you take a bone out of chicken, I'll feed Derek Hatera. Yeah, you.
Wait, no. I thought we didn't say.
You're
not taking, say you can take
chicken,
the bone.
Taking the chicken from the bone.
Well, you're taking the chicken from the bones. Why can't you take the meat off the fish the same way?
You could.
The meat off the fish. You just can't take the bones. Usually,
because they're afraid that the person not going to do that. Person take the bones from the fish.
You're afraid
when you see bones, you're not going to want to eat bones.
You're
going to
pick the bone out.
You're going to take the bones, and you're going to take the bones out and separate it from the fish. But really, you want the fish, not the bones. Because no one goes and separates fish from the bones. They take the bones out because that's what they don't want to eat. That's the derakanaga of people want to eat.
So, right. So that's his head over here, which Shabur is quoting like this, which the nice, you know...
So if you're going to eat it right away, it's just a bunch of brew, it might be mother.
Yeah, right? Okay. I'm not clear on the distinction that's being made here. Between, say, like, this or the bones of fish. Like, I'm not sure what the...
Why is this case better than the case of bones of fish? I'm not... And the Bishop Brewer is... I'm not sure on the Shabur of those cases, but they're also... The Minhag Pesach is not like the Bishop Brewer. The Prima Gaudim, which he's quoting, it's because we're showing it. So, you know, the basically the Pesach is in the case where you do not need to be Samech on it, you should not be Samech on it for Ashkenazi. In a case where you need to be Samech on it, like for a kid or something like that, so you're Samech on it.
Baruch Hashem, we have seedless watermelon.
That's why it's producing Israel.
What?
Producing Israel? By Ashkenazi.
Okay.
I don't get it. There's no board. I'm sorry to interrupt. There's no board that, like, somebody serves you a salmon steak. You know, one of these, like, drenched in oil, Sephardish salmon steaks.
Well, Sephardi's supposed to
see this, first of all.
No, but you're still Ashkenazi. You're still just having them eating over by the.
Yes,
by the Sephardi.
Yes, that's what
it's all. Al-Sakana, it's not what to pull out the bones. You put this in your mouth. There's no way to get the way salmon. What you know, it's like those, like the fillets are like the little pieces of salmon, or whatever it is,
like steak,
whatever.
Then you use the head.
Either way, the salmon
would
is
that
like
fall into the category of the head.
If you can't do it,
do it any other way. How are you going to get this?
That's what you're saying. If you can't,
the bones are like in there, like they're mammoth.
Well, I eat salmon without helping. It's very easy to take the bones.
Looking at the wrong guy.
I haven't eaten salmon with bones in it in a long time.
Because
so.
You usually have fillet. Most
of the time, you're supposed to have fillet.
Boy, you're supposed to have with bones?
Yeah, this way you won't eat quickly because you're eating slowly.
Really?
It's precious this way because you can't wolf your food down because it has bones in it. What's Yom Kippur? You can't. The same thing about Gdeli Bali Avoida, they used to eat bones, fish with a lot of bones in it, so you have to force himself to eat very slowly. What's Yom Kippur?
Is that a hit, Ravi? Should I be serving salmon with lots of bones for Yom Kippur?
I think the guys will love you very much for that. Okay. Then, Noilad Bishabs.
Oh boy.
Simon Shinchav Bey, Boy of Obsif. It's awesome to eat, it's awesome to use, and once you can't do anything with it, it becomes moksa. I feel in these Arab, the Elif, and this egg now got mixed up with 100,000 eggs which are there from before Shabbos, which are not moksa. So, loch is kulan asuris. It's not balta. But going back to the case where it was born, so you're allowed to protect it with a kli. But you cannot touch it with the kli.
You can't touch it with the kli. What does that mean?
When you put the kli on top, you can't move the egg.
You're saying you can't use the kli to move the egg either. You can't touch the kli, which is touching the egg.
Right, so you cover it with eggs, you put it down in a way that's not touching the egg. Otherwise, you're moving the egg. So, Mr. Shabura, out. I feel it out. Camel, kiva, la, kosh, la, kila. Since you can't eat it, kamuksa dami, it's muksa. Behind the serve, kila. So, why is it awesome? I know the goma guy, I'm obviously talking about you can't cook it. You want to use it to take it down as a raw egg. Ugzeira mishum shabs, the miklacher yom. So, the more the meaning base is, what's the problem? Why is that considered Nerland? It was here from. Nerland means it's a new entity. Well, it's not really a new entity. It was here from before Shabbos. It's there in the same. So, what's the problem? The problem is the Chazal Asa Xer in a case where Shabbos came out to be the day after Yom Tov. Why? It shows the Beya, an old Asura, me the rice of Achila, the Chobeya, the Misial, the Haidna, me Esmo Gomerlo. Chazal have a Masura. that if it's born on Shabbos, the final gemar inside of the animal, the chicken's body, was on Friday. So it comes out the yomtiv is what made this thing usable for Shabbos. Friday, which was yomtiv, was what made it nigmar, made it ready for Shabbos. Because it says that hakana for Shabbos is yom shishi. Stam shishi kolu. In general, shishi was usually a weekday. You have to prepare for Shabbos on a weekday and not on Yom Tov. You prepare for a weekday for Yom Tov. Yom Tov also lachem the Siddur Shabbos. Koshim the Shabbos also lachem the Siddur Yom Tov. Okay, because you know that Beya be Yom Tov. Shachal Yomish and Gamke. Also mean a third law. So if Shabbos was there's a Yom Tov Shabbos, so it was born on Sunday. It was nigmar on Shabbos, so Shabbos is being made on Yom Tov. It's not the person preparing; it's the Rosh preparing. Okay. So Gamz over Klal Hakana v'Aser, again goes with Rabbanu b'Chol Shabbos v'Yom Tov because you're older than Shabbos. So Chazal came along and said, because of those scenarios, we're going to answer all cases. Now, that which Mishnah Berurah stresses that it's the Raisa, because remember, Chazal made Gzeir because of it. So if it wouldn't be the Raisa, it'd be Gzeir the Gzeir. That's why we're learning that it's considered. The dinim of Hakana, we're learning from this pasuk that things need to be mukhan, that is on the right side. What Tosfos over there says, Beya, that something which is already here and you're doing some processes and preparing it, that might only be the Rabbanu. But something which comes from being totally non-usable to becoming usable, Ayin Shamayim, in a certain sense, is going to be worse than something which is basically here. I need to do tikkun. That's not Hakon, that's tikkun. She mixed it up with 1,000 kulin on service. The rule is something which will, after Shabbos, is to say will be usable. So, right, eventually it's going to become heter. So, Dover Shesh was here that the item which itself will become heter, the rule is it's not bought to fill a bell. But Tom, the Acha, Ato, Yochlena, but Yotachlena, but Kashash Isser, why use it now when it's Ayane Bittel, when it's a Mice of Isser? Yes, the Torah, Shiyam, the Nacha Dech, Shabbat, Yotachlena, but Heter, just wait. Let him bear with the Mimot. The Chayne Musavik, in all the Mishabas, and Mikhail. So, this din of Dover Shesh Matirin applies also to the case of Safik. Right. Again, not the case we came out to be after Shabbos, after Yom. Regular Shabbos. It's only also the Rabbanon. It's a Sofik when it was born. So Sofik on the cooler. Yeah, but why should I be Sofik on the cooler if Sofik on the cooler? I can wait 3 hours and use it after Shabbos. Bad. Oh, here's the difference. Come on, Simtaf. Give me a Shom. I'm going to run the Shabura. Then you're going to be Sarah with Harris. Now, if that guy makes up something else, you have like two Stodim. A, it's a Sabbath of Bonin, and B, it's mixed up with Harris. What happens over there? Achim Hishkim Kadamam and Ashark, Motza Beya Munachas, Bekina Shatarnagel. Motza Harris, the Tatal of Achla, Ruben and Yodas Belaila, the Mass will show you Yom Kerl Nova. If I get it there first thing in the morning, I see it there on Shabbos. So I can use it lit raw, okay? Because in general they don't lay eggs when it's dark. So if it's there, it must be it was there from last daylight. The last daylight was Erev Shabbos. What they do nowadays in the chicken coops is they have lights going all the time. So poor chickens, think it's daytime, so they're laying eggs. So you go, Hanabah Kli, Koshkin and the Gear Beyond. You can't use a Kli to move it. Koshkin, you can't touch directly. But she Agula, he means Nanas, Bimkaima. It's round, so it's going to move. Right? In other words, we said before, touching looks is not awesome. It's moving looks, which is awesome. But over here, touching and moving are synonymous because an egg, any touch, and it will cause movement. In general, touching alone is that the gear is not a problem. The only shadow is the gear that serves the Dover books might be a problem. So maybe that's why over here is a problem. Okay.